Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of good stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out my blog. It's there. And also all the other things that are there, the articles, the archives, the Brain Trust members, including John Stanton, who's been on that list since 1998. Who's with us right now. John is the co-author of Delight Me, the 10 Commandments of Customer Service. And taking care of a group of people, maybe even marketing to a group of people that you might not have thought about before. And that is the minorities, and especially we're talking about Hispanics right now. John, as we went to the break, I was saying that people are listening to you saying, well, you know, John, my door's open. Anybody can walk in. Everybody's welcome here. We're colorblind. We have no ethnical, we're ready to go. Whatever you want, come in. Please do business with me. But is there something more that we need to do?
Yeah, there is. Now, the important thing to say is that this is mostly for people that are in markets where there is a significant Hispanic population.
Right. And
by the way, you say, well, where is it? It's almost everywhere. That's what's really surprising. You know, the fastest growing state in the country with Hispanic population is North Carolina.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right.
The state of New Jersey has 1 million Spanish speaking people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just, you know, there are a lot of people around, and part of it is not having signs or not, et cetera. It's respect.
Yeah.
It's showing people respect. And so if you look at what you're doing, it's possibly having the option of getting instructions, getting things in Spanish. One of the things that people say, oh, I heard that, you know, if you're Puerto Rican, that's kind of a different language than Cuban, et cetera. It is. They speak a different language. But let's face it, Jim, we speak different accents.
But, you know, there's something else, John, and I practice this. If I meet someone and it's obvious to me they're of Hispanic origin, maybe it's the way they speak English, maybe it's their name, whatever. But
yep.
I believe that they're of Hispanic, descent.
Yep.
Then I will say, I will greet them in the, you know, the half a dozen words that I know in Spanish, and I'll say gracias, or I'll say,
yeah,
you know, something like that. And
yep,
you know what? It always makes them smile.
Yep.
I've never had one of them not to smile really big when I said that to them.
I
that's, to me, it was that simple to pay them a little respect.
Yep.
And they were talking to me in English. I didn't roll English under the bus. I just paid a little respect.
That's right. That's really all we're talking about in terms of our small businesses. You know, not reorient what we're doing. Just have certain things, like I said, instructions in Spanish. Or if you're in a reasonably Hispanic area, be considerate when people don't speak clear. I've been in places where Hispanics come into small businesses and someone says, "What? I can't understand you."
Oh,
what?
No.
I mean, and it's brutal. I mean, it's so embarrassing.
Well, it's rude.
It is rude.
It's not just it's disrespectful and it's rude.
Yep.
And you know, you shouldn't treat anybody that way.
That's right. And the thing is, it's a good business. Jim, they spend a lot of money.
Yep.
They spend a lot of money because when they say family, they're talking about a much bigger group. I thought it was interesting. They said in this survey that they did that I was telling you about earlier, that say to Hispanics, do you know anyone in your family that has been hurt by the recession? And a lot of the non-Hispanics would say, no, I don't know. No one in my family.
Mm-hmm.
They're talking about four or five people, you know, the husband, the wife, maybe a kid, and maybe a grandfather. Hispanics, the average family is like 50. They're thinking about their cousins, their uncles, their aunts, their
right.
to them. So
yeah.
when you turn on one person to your business, mm-hmm. one person goes home and says, you know, I had a really good experience at this place. You've just opened yourself up to a much larger group of potential customers.
And, you know, here's the thing. I want to come back to this, have instructions in Spanish. You know, now I have to be honest with you. I'm not going to fly under false colors. And I'm going to tell you that I believe that English should be the official language of America.
Yep.
I believe if you want to immigrate to the United States, you should make an attempt to learn English.
Yep.
And you should, and that should be a requirement for you to become a citizen.
Yep.
But that doesn't mean that it's your first language.
Yep.
And so if you need some help, if it would be easier for you to read some instructions in Spanish, you and I converse in English and we do business yep. in English, but it would help when you went home if you could read it in Spanish. Again, I'm going to say it again. That's not me rolling English under the bus.
Yep. That's the problem. When you talk to a lot of people about this issue, they take one side, 180 degrees, or the
right.
other.
Right.
I agree with you. I think English should be the first language in the U.S., and I think everyone should try very hard to learn English.
Right.
And it should be official.
And I'll tell you something else, John. In these days, you know, a customer is a customer is a customer. Business is business. If they'll come in the door and they'll take my stuff away and leave some money, you know, that makes them a good customer.
That's exactly how I feel.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm perfectly willing to try to help someone and sell them something and do a good service for them and accept their money
right. Right.
In Spanish, but say, I want everyone to learn English.
Yeah. Hold on.
Because
to that
even
thought.
If you said that, Jim, everyone doesn't learn it tomorrow.
Exactly. Hold on to that thought. We'll take a quick break. Right back with John Stanton after these messages. Tintel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.